Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
There are people on, in a sense, two extremes of the pendulum. Extreme number one basically says, hey, listen, Korea, Nigeria, India, Brazil, they're sending lots of missionaries. Our work is done. Let's just sit on our hands, stay home, and enjoy our comfortable American middle-class lives. The other extreme is to sort of say, no, no, America is still at the head of everything. We've got the most money, so therefore we have to lead the charge. And somewhere in between is the balance, because as one person I quote in the book says, there is never a time where the church is released from its responsibility to be obedient to Jesus' great commission to make disciples of all nations. And that includes the church in North America. But the role of our involvement has changed. In some respects, it's going to be, you know, supporting what other people are doing, which is what the group I work with, we do. We come at the invitation of local leaders and offer seminars that they think are relevant and needed for their people. In other situations, North Americans are still essential as pioneers or as business, as mission people, or as people who will basically go and have a credibility just because they're from the Western world. You know, so it's a complicated subject, which I try to at least identify the issues. One of my friends actually said, I read your book and, you know, I was looking for the simple answers and you don't really give it. I said, well, then good, you've understood the book.
Well, there is some value, though, to asking the questions, I think, isn't it? Even if we don't have, you know, all the answers presented to us, because those need to come probably in dialogue and community.
Well, and actually, there's one section at the very end where I actually say, in answer to the question, what's the role of a North American church? My answer is, it depends. It depends on where you're going. I mean, the world is not some, you know, standardized place. And, you know, a North American going to Iraq to work with Iraqi Arabic speakers, that's going to have one certain temperature, and somebody working with the Kurdish people of northern Iraq is going to be different. That's in the same country. You know, you go to China, there could be business people in Shanghai or people working with radical Muslims in western China. So it's, you know, there's no standard answer because of the fact the world itself is so large and so complex. And just so listeners understand this, if you combine the population of the United States and Canada, we're looking at maybe 6, maybe 7% of the world.
Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast, or if you'd like to hear more highlights from recent shows, you can go to our Connecting Faith show page at faithradionet.com.